is reports by Water Board Chair, oh, that's me, and members. Any reports for this meeting? Mr. Jardine?
Yes, I wanted to report that I, on invitation of by Lahont staff, I took a walk in on the Silver King.
Oh, cool.
It's a beautiful area. Everyone's certainly welcome. Cal Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Wildlife were up there doing the Roadmill project. And I went into the neutralization station and took a lot of photographs, asked quite a few questions. It was very professionally done, I have to say. The scientists and the Lahama staff and U.S. Fish and Wildlife staff, there was perhaps 40 altogether back there.
Wow.
And from my take, they are in full compliance with the permit, and and it's wonderful back there in the Carson Iceberg Wilderness. 2 days later, I went into Bagley Valley, where the Lahontan staff and U.S. or Cal Fish and Wildlife were back there monitoring the clarification, because when they introduced the neutralization, it's potassium permanganate. It turns the water purple. So they have to clarify it. And they did a good job. So it's certainly everyone's invited to go hiking back there. It's a wonderful area. But everyone did a good job. Lahontan staff, Cal Fish and Wildlife, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Thank you. Mr. Dias?
No.
Mr. Pumphrey?
Nothing, thank you.
Ms. Cox?
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to let the fellow board members and the staff know that one of the other hats I wear is as a director for Mojave Water Agency. As the state board takes a focus on groundwater and groundwater management, Mojave Basin area has been adjudicated for many, many years. I feel like this is an area that serves as an excellent example of proactive groundwater management. And we had a tour a few months back that was attended by Kim and Dr. Horn and Patty and a representative from the State Water Resources Control Board. We are setting up another tour on November 3rd and 4th. And Anna Garcia is here from Mojave. Anna, stand up so everybody can see you, please. Thank you. Anna is spearheading this tour. It is a two-day event. If any of you are interested, I would just strongly encourage you. I think this is very timely because I think in the near future we'll see more and more involvement on our part as it relates to groundwater issues, and I just think it's a great opportunity for us to get out there, not only to see the uniqueness of this part of the Mojave Desert, but also to see groundwater management at what I think is at its best. Thank you, Chair.
I will just add that Anna is a font of incredible information about the geology of the area, and she is a tour guide extraordinaire, so I can heartily recommend going on the tour. The chair's conference call this past week dealt mostly with issues related to planning the Water Quality Coordinating Committee, which will be in Sacramento the first week. It's October 1st and 2nd, I think.
Second and third.
And then there's an optional field trip on the 1st to some innovative stormwater projects. Yeah. The agenda is still evolving. They sent out a proposed agenda, expressly told me not to forward it to you guys, my fellow board members. So I apologize, but I'm going to forward it to you anyway, because I don't know how else you can decide whether you want to go. A lot of it is going to be dealing with the groundwater, the drought, wetland restoration, discussing roles and responsibilities between the division of roles and responsibilities between the State Water Board and the regional water boards. Any other? Updates on environmental justice and climate change, what we've done with those two topics, which were the themes of last year's WQCC. The drinking water program has just come into the State Water Board, and so that we will be learning that doesn't really, there will be more, the discussion is more about how the drinking water program coming into the State Water Board affects us as opposed to how we can make use of the drinking water program. Apparently, the authorities go to us, not from us, on this particular issue in general. Anything else? So I will send you that agenda, and you can decide whether you would like to join me there, because I will be there. And that's it for board reports. Next is the executive.